Spending a few minutes here now, glad to do so, with Kendra Albers and Julie Sharp, who both join us on the line. They're part of the ALS Association, and this is ALS Awareness Month as we spin into May. Good morning, Kendra, and good morning, Julie. I've put you together. You're Kendry now.
Good morning. How are
you? Good morning, Scott.
Doing fine. Thanks much. I'm aware that there is a walk to defeat ALS. It happens every year here in Champaign County. But what else goes on in this month? I know it's much broader than just that one event. Kendra, I'll have you start.
Yes. So, the walk is actually in September, and last year was our first year of doing it, and this year we will have it again in September 29th. But May really kicks off ALS Awareness Month, and Julie is going to talk a little bit about that because she's the expert in ALS awareness.
All right. Take it away, Julie.
All right. Good morning. So ALS Awareness Month is the opportunity for us to bring awareness to a disease which is considered an orphan disease because it can affect less than 250,000 individuals a year. Therefore, and one of the things that happens when you have ALS is you lose the ability to speak. Therefore, it's really imperative that we create and generate more awareness for this disease because it does affect a lesser amount of individuals. And ALS Awareness Month gives us the opportunity to really raise that awareness and engage individuals in helping us support our mission. And part of that is with the Walk to Defeat ALS. And also this month, we have an awareness event that we host. It's called Knockout ALS. And on May the 21st, we're asking individuals to help us knock out ALS in their own way. And that can incorporate the use of a sunflower, which is a symbol for ALS. It can be wearing red. It can be creating a Facebook Live video. However, they would like to help us create awareness for ALS on May the 21st. It's our Knockout ALS Day. From the disease perspective, it's a degenerative neuromuscular disease. It's usually 2 to 5 years from the time you're diagnosed, the time you pass away. It can happen to anyone at any time, although it does affect military veterans 2 to 4 times more likely to have the diagnosis, which is also something, we call attention to Memorial Day. We recognize the veterans that have served us in our country and who are living with ALS.
And Kendra, thank you, Julie. And Kendra, I'll ask you, if somebody's driving around right now listening and they've not thought about ALS until this very moment and they don't know anybody with it, it doesn't have that immediate impact type feel. What's one thing that you would challenge somebody to do right now or, even today or this week to think about?
I think the biggest thing, if you don't know someone with ALS, is you really can't comprehend what it means. And all your entire body shuts down, but your mind is completely active and does exactly what it's supposed to do. So imagine sitting in a chair, you can't move, you can't speak, and there's a fly on your nose, and you can't get it off. And you know that it's there, and you want more than anything to take it off, but you can't. Your instinct is to swat it away. And so I think people really can kind of become trapped in their bodies. And as Julie said, once they lose their ability to speak, they use, an eye gaze machine or something like that. And so they really do rely on the ALS Association and the members in their community to step up and have a voice for them because they don't have one any longer.
And you can find out more with the ALS Association at alsa.org. Anything that we should be aware of here in Champaign County, any specific event? You mentioned the walk that comes in September, but anything else that we should be aware of specifically for local folks?
I think the biggest thing is that we do have a variety of programs in the Central Illinois market. We have support groups. We're able to go to people's homes. We have lending closets. So if they don't have the time nor the resources to wait for an electric wheelchair or an eye gaze machine or a Toby Dynavox, we can help them get that. We provide respite care grants if they just, if their caregiver just needs to take a moment to themselves. And all of those services that we provide are completely free to the individuals living with ALS. So it's not an additional financial burden on them. That's what the WASP funds. It helps us provide the services that the people in Champaign, Urbana, and all your listening area really need to know and have.
Kendra Albers and Julie Sharp from the ALS Association, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on an important topic.
Thank you very much for having us.
We very much appreciate you helping us create awareness and generate awareness for the ALS community.
Sure thing. Thanks very much. And again, more at AL, where did it go? I just had it here, ALSA.org.